So we've got a lot for you in this postgame. I'm going to do something that I don't normally do. I'm going to read tweets here because I like them. Sean Farris apparently beat you to the punch. He tweeted before you said this on air. Reminder, all those people who got all that lead poisoning from the 60s and 80s run our country now. Right?
And I'm going to assume he was after me, actually.
Well, great minds and all that. Okay. And Chubba wrote in, they wanted to see Obama's birth certificate. I want to see Carson's medical degree.
I want to bring him into an operating room, pull off someone's skull, and then say, do something smart to that brain. Prove it.
No, I've decided that brain surgeons are just car mechanics, but on a brain. Right?
We should interview some brain surgeons. And find out if it's really as impressive as we've been led to believe. Also rocket scientists.
I'm going to quiz brain surgeons. I'm going to bring a bunch of them in. And and it's going to be all gotcha questions to see if they're actually smart. Yeah.
Okay. What did you guys think about when he said that God gave him the answers to the test in college because he was too fucking lazy to study because apparently he was in college and decided not to study for the very last test because that makes sense. So then he's given all the answers. So if you're about to go into surgery and you know that you're a surgeon, likes to cut corners and not actually know what he's doing, instead relies on divine knowledge to be shown down upon him in the middle of the night, would you trust that motherfucker to cut at your head?
No.
But wait, but you just revealed something.
Huh?
You just revealed something. Considering how much he's accomplished and how stupid we know he is, he might not be wrong. An angel might have literally given the information because he damn sure didn't study. He might have proven the existence of God.
Well, then maybe Ben Carson has served humanity after all. Okay, now you had some interesting stats.
Yes, because this is a tweet from Charles Clymer who said this, and it's horrifying. Women have earned more bachelor's degrees than men since 1982, so that's a long time. So they came for the bachelor's and I did nothing. Then they came for the master's and they've earned more master's than us since 1987. They came for the master's and we did nothing because I was working on a PhD. But they passed us on that in 2009. They've been earning all of those degrees more than men.
So
still, his conclusion is still paid less, which is true. Yes.
So John, of course the women are going to pass us in PhDs if you keep dropping out of PhD programs. It's all your fault.
To be fair, I dropped out in 2012.
Okay.
Anyway.
The unspoken thing about colleges is how much women are kicking men's asses. Yeah. And there is affirmative action for men. Otherwise, colleges would be far more women. And I want to do a story on this filled with all the data and the stats on it. But I've told you about this before, but I read a recent New York Times article about it, which is, it's more stark than even I realized. Affirmative action is largely for white males. It is. That's the part of the reason why I think, God, we've got to get rid of it. It's so stupid, okay? So I love you if you advocated for affirmative action. In the beginning and for decades, it made a ton of sense. Right now, it's just to help people with more privilege. So the reason for that is that if you take affirmative action away, Asians wind up being like 74% of the student body at the best schools, okay? Mm-hmm. And the numbers are stunning, okay? So now I'm not saying that diversity isn't important. I think diversity is important. I don't think all the best colleges should necessarily be 74% Asian, although there is an argument to be made and I would do affirmative action based on socioeconomic status because that at least makes sense. Look, if you are a young black kid in the Bronx, or you're a poor white kid in West Virginia, or you're a Laotian kid in Fresno, right? Mm-hmm. And you didn't have opportunity, but you still excelled beyond what your socioeconomic status was, that makes sense. That kid's got a lot of potential. He's not only should be given an opportunity as a matter of justice, but he will actually give back more to the community, et cetera, because he is great at excelling even under harder conditions, right? If affirmative action for the poor makes sense, but in reality, what it's doing is helping men and helping whites. It helps whites so much more than it helps blacks now.
Yeah, so I'm going to defend it then. But just bear in mind, it's not just schools too. Affirmative action policies can affect jobs and stuff like that too.
Right. Well, that's what Steve Bannon's all upset about. You remember that quote about how he was upset about the Asian and Indian CEOs in the Valley.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And how they're like, oh, they're 3/4 of all the CEOs in the Valley. Actually, they're not, partly because of affirmative action. If you took it away, maybe they might be 3/4 of the CEOs.
Camp of the Saints all over again.
Yeah, the Camp of the Saints. What a horrible racist clown. Anyway, okay, so now let me give you those stories that I actually promised you. First, let's start off nice and easy on the political one, John Barrasso. So in the midst of that story we told you about transportation and the highway roads spending $1 trillion on infrastructure, turns out they're actually going to do toll roads. So it's a regressive form of taxation. You're going to be paying for it the rest of your life. They asked John Barrasso about it because he is the chair of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. So he's the most relevant senator in the country for this project. He didn't say he was against it. He said it's an innovative solution for crumbling inner cities, but does not work in rural areas.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. That's perfect.
He represents Wyoming, so he's like, not for my constituents. I'm not going to rob. And to his credit, he doesn't want to rob his own constituents, right? And also because there might be hell to pay. Right. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want a fucking toll road in his own district.
Yeah, of course.
Can you imagine if you're the guy who set up a toll road? I would run my campaign to take him down purely on the toll road.
Yes, 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 yes. So he's like, not in my backyard, but for the black people. Yeah, make them pay.
Crumbling inner cities.
Yeah, and by the way, every inner city has to be crumbling if you're a Republican. Have they ever been in an inner city, right?
Mm. Are they all crumbling, really? We should send our reporters around. It's in your hair.
Like in their mind, our inner cities are like war zones.
They are, yeah, because they don't go there.
And they think like, oh, scary black people, but we should make them pay for all their roads and funnel all the money to our donors, but not in my backyard. Oh, they're the worst. They're the worst. Okay.
That is a terrible quote.
Okay, I think I did.
I didn't notice it actually.
But yeah. But if a representative that represents the crumbling inner cities says something like, "Well, I think we need to do things that benefit my constituents and less so these other folks who keep getting all these handouts," they go, "Look at this guy. He's over excluding half of America, and he's going to just focus on these no good handouts for these privileged entitlement assholes in the middle of his." Suddenly, they're the bad guys for wanting something for their representation. But then if you do it for yours, you're just a glowing guy who's just looking out for your good people.
Yeah, for the good people of Wyoming, not the bad people in the crumbling inner cities.
They crumbled some out.
Okay. To be fair, Detroit has crumbled. Okay, other cities are very varied. And
we should have a chart where we update how crumbled America is at any given time.
Yeah. Okay. Now, me being a dork, and the question that you might be surprised—I don't know. The thing that I don't know. What is a vape shop? Okay. when you go to a vape shop, are you getting high? Or if you're not getting high, what the fuck is it? Okay, I love this. I asked this to the king of the dorks.
Yeah, look, I am a dork. I don't vape, and in fact, I'm gonna get hell on Twitter. The online vaping community absolutely despises me.
What? Why? Know, what a random ridiculous thing.
We did a video on Think Tank where we criticized this new trend, where you know, so like vape, like it's electronic cigarettes. Where it's generally for tobacco, although I think there's possible, I don't do drugs, so I think you can do that too. There's drug versions of like the pens and stuff like that. But it's like it's a way of consuming tobacco, and it's supposed to be healthier. I understand that it's healthier. It's still consuming drugs. That's what they don't like. But anyway, the trend is instead of just filtering it through this heated assembly, you take the cover off so the exposed heated coil is there, and then you pour the liquid on it so it burns a whole bunch of this stuff all at once. And we were like, that doesn't seem healthy. And that's like the most hated Think Tank video of all time. I get it, it's healthier than other smoking. It's still bad for you. That's, I get it. People don't like it if you criticize the stuff they put in their body. Okay, I get it. But anyway, it's a place you go to get like the devices, the e-cigarettes or whatever, but also like the capsules of the flavored tobacco liquid, blah, 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 whatever.
Do you smoke inside the vape shop or do you just
I'm sure you can, but people buy it and then leave too.
Oh, they try, they sample. Oh, okay.
Because there's a lot of flavors, kind of like an old tobacco shop. There's a lot of cigars and you hang out maybe.
Because I had the sense that they were all sitting in a room like
they
like,
probably
like with hookah, like a hookah like bar a hookah. Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but they probably do that in vape shops too. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, but generally no. Generally they're just sampling and then they buy and they go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably both.
And so I don't know, Jer, you do almost no drugs.
My brother vapes, by the way. That's why I'm a little bit familiar with it. My younger brother.
So, like, what's our consensus for all the people who don't know?
I have no clue.
It's cooler than smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
And healthier.
Okay. And also, apparently, John's little brother hates him because he's a part of the online.
I don't know if he's seen the video.
Okay, so, Edwards, you're the only one answering questions. So, what is the percentage of times that people are vaping that they're doing it with marijuana instead of tobacco?
It depends. If you want to smoke marijuana publicly, like that's what people will do. They'll just vape it.
Oh, okay. You
know, so because it has no smell or anything, so you could be high smoking in front of a cop and they'll never know.
I got you. Hmm. Yeah, so what you probably can't hear Edwin, although now our audio is so good, you might be able to hear Edwin.
He's right beside me.
So he's saying that it's a way of smoking marijuana in public and pretending that it's tobacco and it doesn't have the same smell and it's clear. So you can do it right in front of the cops and they technically don't know, but they probably do. Or they'll assume, even if it's tobacco, they'll assume and kick your ass, depending on your skin color.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so do we think-
But it's popular because it's futuristic and there's a million different flavors. Like, I know there's different cigarettes, but it's still at the end of the day a cigarette. Whereas with vaping, it's like, my brother had like waffle liquid or whatever, and there's apple cinnamon, and there's double chocolate. Like,
so is that tobacco waffle?
I mean, yeah, it still has the stuff in it, but it's flavored because it's this fluid, basically. It's a chemical like compound fluid that has a lot of the bad stuff in cigarettes taken out of it. Like, it's not filled with tar and stuff like that.
It's basically oil, guys.
What is it?
It's concentrated nicotine in the oil format. So they vape it through an electronic pen.
But they can flavor it like anything.
So yeah, it's the oil. It's like has all the ingredients of nicotine of a cigarette, but it's flavored. And then the whole selling point of the vape pen is that you're not smoking it through a filter that has even more chemicals.
Right.
But you're still vaping. You're still burning it through something that isn't tested, and you don't know what the long term effects are of a vape pen. You're still inhaling it through like John said, through a coil system. It has a battery system, so
yeah,
you know, still.
I got you. Did you want to say something, Bart?
Yeah, it's just basically the vaping, the whole vaping thing. It's just a shortcut to like not truly enjoying cigarettes. I've been a smoker for 20 years. I love smoking. I don't care what anybody says. Smoking, every time I smoke a cigarette, I feel alive. And people who vape.
Briefly, I feel alive.
People who vape.
I feel alive until you die.
People who vape. Look, man, if you're going to smoke, go full throttle. Smoke an actual freaking cigarette. Don't be freaking vaping. Vapors.
Bart will smoke like a diesel truck sometimes.
Hell yeah.
Go full throttle.
I'm sorry. I will say this, though.
So it used to be that some guys would be into girls who smoke that think it's like sexy. I never totally understood that. But I did watch the first episode of the second season of True Lies. What was that? No, the investigator one.
True Detective.
Oh, yeah.
And Rachel McAdams. It's Rachel McAdams, right?
Yeah.
And briefly, she starts vaping, and I was like, that kind of looks cool. She's kind of a badass.
She is, man. I love True Detective. Okay. And then I just realized the other day that there's a Rachel McAdams and an Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Like, I was getting confused, and then I was like, wait a minute, those are two different people.
And then you look at Amy Adams standing next to Jessica Chastain, and you cannot tell them apart. They can't tell themselves apart. It's all very confusing.
Yeah. So, this is the theme of this show, this post-game show, apparently, is things Cenk didn't know. Okay. And I should have, of course, asked Bart right in the beginning because he recognized the vape shop in Tarzana in that store.
That's a great point.
It's actually, Nick, there's actually a smoke shop near that vape shop. And I also recognize there was a sign that said Tarzana in there. But I have frequently passed by that vape shop and I just get thoughts of disgust every time I see it.
Oh, can I?
I like that. Bart had to clarify. Look, I'm not cheating on actual smoking by going to that vape shop.
I just saw it.
There's a smoke shop next to
it. He glared at it across the street. So when I went to Kansas City, as I do more than any other human on the planet, my friend Quay, he doesn't vape. He smokes a pipe, I guess, technically, and a lot of weed. But anyway, he also smokes a pipe. And so we had to go
Luckily,
into Kansas City.
You didn't
City.
Give it away by saying just his first name, Quay, in Kansas City. No one will be able to detect
there might
who he
be
is.
Too. So we had to go into a smoke shop, like an old school tobacco shop. And we went to the front room, which is very tiny, and it's just cigars and cigarettes and stuff like that. And it smelled like the devil's asshole. It was just
How
fucking
would you know what
smoke.
That smells like?
That's what I imagine. It was just like assaulting you with smoke. That was the front room, but the tobacco he wanted, the loose tobacco, is in the back room. The back room is where they have that, and it's where they have a TV and couches, and all the people hang out and they smoke. It was like being in a fire. Like I missed the outer room. All you experience is a volcano of smoke and ash and all that hitting you in the face. And I was thinking, I can deal with this for 10 minutes maybe and then leave. How could a person work here or hang out here? It'll kill you in a day.
I like that you found a room that was worse than the devil's asshole.
I missed on that day, I missed the devil's asshole.
And it too missed you. So we think that McCrary guy was smoking a pot though, because he looked like he was high. We think, but we don't know.
He was acting a bit wild, but it wasn't, he was on camera.
Who knows?
When he said something, he was like, "Woo!" And then he walked away.
That was his posse. It was yelling the woo.
Didn't he once do a weird like hand motion?
Oh no, he does this.
Yeah.
Like,
So he didn't say
I don't think.
I thought
so.
He said like chwa.
Maybe he did something like
I
that.
Heard a chwa.
Yeah. And over the latest lines like Orange County's hotter than my ex.
Maybe that's an inside like a joke amongst them.
I don't know, man. That's worse than a Cenk Uygur pun. Okay. Finally, let's throw me under the bus a little bit more. Yes. Okay, so the inappropriate story we're going to do today. So, you know, we did that earlier in the week. Anna and I did the story of Emma Watson's underboob and the controversy that it has caused. And
it's changed my life.
Yes. And it has it sparked me discussing my longest running prediction, which is that underboob would become a thing, that it would become a trend. I made that prediction, in, I don't know, 8 years ago or whatever it was, right? And then I'm looking at TMZ because we got to do the second hour today, and Anna doesn't like very poppy stuff, right?
Pop culture stuff.
I love pop culture stuff. So I'm like, Anna's away. Okay, I'm going to look at TMZ and I'm going to get stories from there, right?
Kim Kardashian.
Right. And when I looked, I saw that they had, probably driven by the idea of the Emma Watson thing.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, a series of people modeling clothes with underboob. And they're like, who wore it better, basically? Like, who had the better underboob? And I was like, I knew it! And like, we gotta do the story about the underboob. And I'm like, okay, look, it's International Women's Day, I know, but when the cats away, the mice will play.
And he literally said, the cats are away, let's play, or something like right, that. Okay. But really fast, it wasn't just that the models were modeling it, it was that it was a game. It was guess that underboob. Which is something that TYT used to do back in the day.
Oh, yes,
it's the camel toe. And to be fair, when TYTU existed, we had a segment called Trendy or Trashy, where we talked about fashion trends and occasionally other stuff. And we literally did guess that underboob.
Yeah.
But it's,
oh, you
it's,
did. Oh,
we
did. You did a
we did that game. Yeah. I thought you wanted to play the game.
No.
But either way, it's International Women's Day.
Yeah. So John was
Day
like,
without a woman, we can't do underboob.
It's like he made an impassioned plea for not doing the underboob story, and I was sold. No, I get it.
I was torn. I love underboob. It's the best. It's better than side boob. Don't listen to the haters. Side boob's also
it's
good.
Tremendous.
Call me side boob, but
it's tremendous. We're winning with underboob in this country.
But if we had done it, imagine.
I know, but we did 28 other great stories. Anyways.
We would have walked in tomorrow, and Arena would have just been like this. And justifiably so.
And Anna might have slapped me.
She might have.
Anyway, okay, we didn't do it. Okay, are you happy now?
We didn't do it.
Now I'm going to have to do it on another day when, when I see someone else. And I'm going to go, ah, it's here, finally. The trend is here. I knew it. I just want to do a told you segment. Okay, don't hate me.
We'll do it next time, just not on International Women's Day.
Okay.
We can do it on November 19th, International Men's Day.
Okay. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
There's an International Men's Day?
There is, yeah.
See, isn't the right wing funny? Because they'd be like, yeah, let's celebrate that. Whereas I think like, okay, like what are we going to do? That's like so silly.
No, but that's exactly what happens. So with International Women's Day, all these right wingers are like, yeah, well, what if we had International Men's Day? And so the feminists are like, you idiot, it already exists. You clearly didn't care about it.
Yeah, like if you cared about it, you would have made it a thing.
You
right?
would have. And not just in response.
Maybe we should. Like maybe we should like eat steaks and, you know, kill an elephant.
And that's also a day, a steak and blowjobs day.
That's a day?
That's a holiday, yeah.
Yeah, a holiday practiced by absolutely
what is that, anyway?
No one. Okay.
Sometime in this month, I think.
Look that up.
Or at least no straight couples. So anyways, yeah. Like, yeah, go have that conversation with your wife. No, honey, really, it's steak and blowjob day. Okay, whatever.
You don't have the conversation with your wife. You wife the girl who had that conversation with you. Mm. I hope that my girlfriend's not watching this. March 14th.
It's okay, March 14th. Oh, it's coming up. It's coming up. Steak and blowjob day is coming up. We're going to do a job.
I don't even like steak.
You know what? On March 14th, we're doing an underboob story. Okay. All right. That's only a week away from my birthday.
Oh.
All right. Anyways. All right. Much love, guys. We will see you later. It appears we might have accidentally done an all-star old school. Tonight, I think we're going to have Wes, Jimmy, and Ben, and me. So watch out. Brace for impact. Okay. Now, that is a crew that will know what vaping is.
That is true.
All right, guys. We'll see you there.